It's time to clap our hands and stomp our feet. Let's have a celebration.
Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell. And we're here to say, don't you worry, through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton. And today we are going to give you a little rundown of one of our favorite concerts, probably the best concert we've ever been to.
Yeah, best
one. We've been talking about it for weeks now. The Forrest Frank concert that we went to. It was amazing. Such a great concert. I would definitely recommend if he goes back on tour.
It was the best way to start our summer. Soon as school got out,
we were headed to Jacksonville, Florida,
and we were
partying it up with Forrest.
Yes, it was truly, if you ever get a chance, if he goes on tour again, for sure try to get tickets because he's such an incredible performer.
He's so humble.
Yeah. See, same mind.
Exactly.
And his music is incredible. It's just so joyful a lot of times when people think, oh, worship music or Christian music, is just like, how great is that?
He had a lot of a different vibe, and I love it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So we're going to be recapping it today and just tell you about how fun of a trip it was.
Yes.
So we went to Jacksonville, Florida.
It was such a great experience.
For the concert, yes. Yeah. Because we have concerts that were closer to us, mm-hmm. but that one was going to be the most fun right off of school.
Yeah.
So it was really cool because we were in Florida, of course, and he started off super strong, like, big energy. We had Elevation Rhythm was there.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. Yep. Mm-hmm. Goodbye Yesterday is one of our favorite songs.
It was so cool to see that song live because, like, I know we've talked about it before with some different people we've interviewed too, like how that's such a good song in Christian music right now. But seeing it live was just a whole new experience.
The biggest thing about this concert particularly is that in Jacksonville, Florida is near the area where the couple that made the viral dance, they live there.
Yeah.
So if you've seen the Your Way Is Better dance, that's like, Lord, I need you now. And then
we've done
the whole
it before.
Dance.
Go look at our Instagram.
We've done it before. Yeah. Look at our Instagram. And people do it all the time now. I mean, every kids camp and student camp,
VBS,
all the things this summer, literally everyone's been doing it. Yes. I've been able to tell. But the couple that started it and their daughter got to go on stage with Forrest
because
and do
they
the
were
dance.
At our concert. I was like, this is nuts. When he said they were in the building, my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah, because beforehand we were like, who's he going to bring out? I had a bet. I thought he was going to bring out Jake. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who that is, he's on one of Forrest's songs. Mm-hmm. And I told Britton, I was like, he's going to bring him out at the very end. But they brought out that family.
But that
very
was
cool. But what I love about that song, the story behind it is incredible because Forrest was on a podcast talking about it and he said he was actually in the middle of kind of a sin. He was in the middle of lusting and looking at something that he shouldn't have been. And he was in the car and he was just repenting. He was like, God, I'm sorry. Like, Lord, I need you now more than ever. And I was like,
but the way that he said
serious?
It on that podcast, he was like, it just came to me in my prayer. And I was like, Lord, I need you now.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody does that.
He said the words, the chorus is, Lord, I need you now more than ever. Would you put my heart back together? I've searched the world till my head hurt just to find out that your way is better. Mm-hmm. And he said that just kind of flowed out of him in a prayer.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, I need to make a song out of this.
I'm like, you're telling me you were in the middle of a sin. The enemy's trying to tempt you. And then God's like, no,
I'm going to make that a viral TikTok dance.
We're going to impact millions of people instead because there are so many people that have done this dance, heard it over and over. You know, when you're trying to learn a dance, you're like on repeat.
Exactly.
Because you can't get that one move down. Yeah. And I
mean,
it's just incredible.
When he was on stage, he told the crowd, he said, you know, I never knew that the gospel could be shared through dancing. And he was like, but here we are. Let's dance up here.
And that was his first night doing it on stage, too. So that was extra special.
So we're just
cool
like that.
But it really, I mean, that song is the gospel in itself because it says, Lord, I need you now more than ever. It's so true. We need God in this world. Like, if you have been saved or if you're not saved, no matter what day of the week it is, no matter what you're going through, you need God. Like, especially now in this life more than ever because our world is so broken. But it says, would you put my heart back together? That part stuck out to me so much and just reminded me of the gospel because our world, like I just said, is very broken. And there is nothing that we can do to be in a relationship with God on our own. Mm-hmm. The one thing about Christianity, because a lot of times when you get into your teenage years, and I'm assuming most of the age of people that are going to listen to this, you get a lot of questions in your brain. You're like, well, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. And you try to figure out what religion you want to follow. And the one thing about Christianity I think is cool that no other religion has, if you're trying to compare, is that none of it relies on us because mm-hmm. we can't do anything.
Exactly.
And Christianity is the only one that gives you answers. Like, if you don't believe in God or if you believe in something else, there's so many questions. It's like, well, where did the world come from? How did we get here? How's our world broken? God has the answers for all of that. The Bible has the answers for every single part of that.
Because Christianity is, every other religion in the world is, you have to do all of these things mm-hmm. on this earth to get to a certain point.
Right.
But so you have to try and get to God or get to whoever, whatever idol.
And we're not that smart. Relationships.
No, I am not that smart.
We're too dumb.
We're way too dumb as a whole. But with Christianity, Jesus came down to us.
Yeah.
So he came down to our level because, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And one of the things you were saying, how the Bible has answers. So when you think, where did sin come from? Well, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden in the very beginning, God always walks with them mm-hmm. in the garden every day. And then when Eve was tempted by Satan, she then disobeyed God, and that broke the relationship mm-hmm. between Eve and God, and that broke the relationship for the entire human race after yeah. that. Like,
way to go,
hate
girl.
To have that pressure on my shoulders. No, but I mean, then the only way that we can now get to God is through Jesus coming down, because Jesus is the gateway to get that. And I think that's, I mean, like, that's the way that everybody's testimony is, no mm-hmm. matter what your past is. We both got saved when we were pretty young. You were 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I was 9 years old. And we didn't really have a crazy past. I mean, mm-hmm. we weren't out partying. We weren't like,
yeah, us 8 year olds.
Yep. We were killing it. No, but I mean, we honestly, we grew up in church. We're pastor's kids.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, no matter what your past is, getting saved is still as important if you have a crazy, messed up, sin filled past. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that I said, because I got saved at a VBS, and I went up to Dad after they gave like the whole evangelistic talk, and I went up to him and I said, I was like, I remember the first thing that I said. I don't remember the entire conversation because it was a few years ago. It was a few years back.
Yeah.
But I remember the first thing that I said to him was, I know I've sinned mm-hmm. and I know it's wrong, but I've still done it. And I was like, in my head, I wanted to fix it mm-hmm. because I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't understand, like, how can I get this right? Because I knew I was still gonna sin in the future. I knew I had sinned before, but I knew that I needed to get something right or something fixed in my heart because something was pulling on my heart. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I needed Jesus to save me, whether I knew the exact term or not, but like, I knew I needed something to help me get away from this like sinfulness.
Yeah, I don't remember the whole conversation I had either, but I walked up to my parents and I was like, I know what I need to do. Like, I was fully aware that, as you said, Eve in the very beginning broke this perfect relationship that we had with God. And there was absolutely no way. There's nothing to put our heart back mm-hmm. together. It has to be God to fulfill it. And I was like, I just want him as my savior for the rest of my life, because I knew that I had no other hope. Like, mm-hmm. there was no other way that I would live. Yes, I know we talk a lot about, like, you know, you want to get saved so that you'll be with Jesus forever. But also, that means you have him today. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just a, oh, you get saved, so you're safe. That's not right. That's not the situation. It's, I truly want to surrender my life to you because I've messed up and you are perfect. And you've given me this love by dying on the cross that nobody deserved, mm-hmm. absolutely nobody. And he just freely gave it anyway. So we should want and crave that relationship with him.
Because the whole reason, I mean, that we broke that relationship with God, because if you think, oh, just one sin broke it, but God is so holy that mm-hmm. sin can't even go near him without being just like killed.
Yeah.
And so when we just kept falling into that sinful nature, because that's the whole human thing,
mm-hmm.
when we keep falling into that, that every time that breaks our relationship with him, and we have to pray in Jesus' name or like go through Jesus every single time to
yeah.
get back to God and get that relationship with him. And a lot of people sometimes, like you were saying, they just get saved to be safe. yeah. later, mm-hmm. eternally. Mm-hmm. But right now, it should change in your heart. When you have Jesus inside of you, then it's constantly a battle between the spirit and the flesh.
Yes.
And it should be the spirit winning, ideally.
One guy at camp, one of the speakers said, you can't be saved and the same. Mm-hmm. You can't be saved and still be drinking or still be yeah. gossiping partying, or still yeah. whatever the thing is. I mean, yes, you're gonna mess up yeah. because we are sinful people, but you shouldn't be living that lifestyle. You will sin because we are imperfect and we have to come back to God for forgiveness, but you shouldn't be living like that. And the next line of the song is, I've searched the world till my head hurt just to find out your ways better. Because there are so many things that we both try to fulfill or other people try to fulfill in this life that you might try to put in place of Jesus, whether that's a relationship. We've talked a lot about relationships on the yeah. podcast with a guy or a girl, or whether that's a friendship. Honestly, it's not all bad things.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe with your parents, you're trying to find attention.
Yeah, yeah. Or it could be a bad thing. It could be a substance, mm-hmm. or it could be some kind of, I don't know, negative thing that you're chasing.
Something online, social media yeah. comes to mind a lot when you're just like doom scrolling.
Influence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All these things. There is nothing that will truly fulfill and make you feel enough. And a lot of us chase titles in this mm-hmm. life too. We're chasing fame, or we're chasing just to be known by people.
Yeah.
But the only title that really matters is Child of God. Yeah. And that was Forrest's whole tour name yes. was Child of God. He did two tours. This was the second part. Yeah. And he shared a really personal story. And he said that when he was accepting Jesus, when he was coming to know him and, mm-hmm. and getting basically to live this lifestyle, yeah. he said that he thought about when you adopt a child, they usually ask you, they're like, okay, well, is there anything you don't want in a child? Is there anything that like, oh, I don't want them to have a disability, or I don't want them to have this color skin, or I don't want them to be this gender, or whatever it is, or I don't want that because of something wrong with them. And he said, with God, he looks at all of us and he sees that person and he's like, no, I want that one. I want to bring that one closer to me. So it was such a powerful like perspective on it, because he said that, you know, when we are adopted into God's family, it doesn't matter any of the defects. It doesn't matter any of the disabilities, anything wrong that we have with us. He just opens his arms and says, I want that one. I want you to come to me freely with everything exactly as you are. It was such a powerful moment, saying that when you are adopted, you become a child of God.
Right. And I think when I think about like what you're saying, God created those specific people with that disability or with that kind of maybe what appears to the world to be a setback. Mm-hmm. But God created that person and he knows that he loves them. Because mm-hmm. why would God create something that he didn't love? He doesn't yeah. like, oh, this one's a test run. Let's guinea yeah. pig this part out. You know, he doesn't just try things like that. He specifically knows, okay, this is how this is going to make this person up, make this person unique. Yeah. And I love them for that. And it doesn't mean that you have to have something wrong with you for God to want you. Mm-hmm. Even if you are completely what appears to be normal on the outside, but there's still something inside of you that's yeah. wrong. Like we all have thoughts that are bad in our head, and we all have struggles that we deal with and everything, especially in our teenage years. I don't know if that goes past that because I'm not there yet, but yeah. I know I've struggled with a lot of things mentally before. And even though I do those things and God wants me to come back and repent to him, he still looks at me and he says, I want you and I chose you and mm-hmm. I made you and you're now a part of my family.
Yeah. And that's an awesome thing that happens to you, which is it was so spot on how Forrest did this at the concert. We've been to Christian concerts before. Mm-hmm. We've been to Phil Wickham and Lauren Daigle. Yes. Oh, gosh, hers was so good too. I forgot about that. But we've been to so many.
We love Christian concerts, this if one, you can tell.
Yeah. But Forrest was so, I mean, I've never seen so much joy mm-hmm. in a room at the same time.
And there were so many kids there too.
Yes.
And kids just have the most joy ever. They're just always.
He had one moment. This was really funny. Mm-hmm. He said, all right, it seems like there's a lot of kids here. And we were all like, yeah, because like we're still kids. So we screamed out.
We act like kids.
And he was like, all right, how many of you guys got this these concert tickets for Christmas? And we were like, that's us.
Because all of the ones were sold out.
after like around Christmas time.
He said they sold out right around December. So I was like, well, that's probably Christmas time. I was like, yep, that was us. That
and was it was in sure. May.
Yes. And there were so many kids. Yeah. But there was so much joy in, there's a lot of joy in his music. Mm-hmm. I mean, Good Day, I Was Down, But Now I'm Up.
And everything, even the beats, they just like,
everything is constant.
He always has those stands like on his videos and on his socials. He's always got those stands where it's like, if you're having a bad day, sit here. And then people are always like, yeah.
Yes. Yes. If you have not listened to Forrest Frank before, I would definitely go give him a listen. Yes. But you also probably know multiple of his songs because he's
especially if you've been crazy listening to this popular. Podcast.
Yeah. But the what was your favorite song of the entire concert? I know the answer.
Both of us agree.
It was everyone's favorite.
It was Celebration. Everyone's favorite. We got in the car afterwards and both of our parents were like, I knew that song before we went into the concert. And they were like, and now after, it's so much better.
Yeah, for real. We had his song Celebration. I'll list off some of the lyrics if you don't know the song. It's time to put your phone down and raise your attitude. The God who made the birds, sea, sun, and the moon isn't somewhere far away. He's standing next to you. Mm-hmm. And then the next part is, so let it scream, let it shout, let them know what you're about. Keep it moving and grooving. Don't leave a single doubt. Because today is the day,
that the Lord
has created.
I can't just say the lyrics without actually singing them.
The moment, though, when he said, today is the day that the Lord has created, why would I sit around just waiting? Let's have a celebration. And as soon as he said that, I mean, he had the like smoke stuff go off, confetti, and everyone was like jumping up and down.
Of like party stuff on the screen.
We all realized beforehand he set it up and he was like, well, we're about to have one of the biggest worship moments ever. And I thought, what worship song is he going to do? And then he comes out there and he's like, let's have a celebration. I'm like, oh, okay.
And he said before, he was like, let's have the most people at once worshiping. Like, let's try to, because there were, I mean, thousands of people in that stand. I mean, it was sold out.
Yeah.
And it was everybody in the room. And after like that beat drop, you know, Forrest always got the beat drop. Then it's just a party. And that's such a response of praise that I think we kind of don't associate with worship. Like you said earlier in the episode, I mean, a lot of people are thinking like, oh, worship is, you know, it's slow Sunday morning vibe, but it can be anything. It's just a response to, because you can't think about the God who made the entire universe is right here standing next to you and he's choosing that.
Yeah.
And not have a dance party. Like,
right.
You can't just be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Which I've been in a lot of hype worship settings before, but something about this song in particular that just showed me something so powerful was our life should be a celebration because we, yes, there are hard things in this life. If you've known us very long, you know, we lost our grandfather and we cried a lot over that. I mean, that was a really hard time in our life. I went through a really hard season with anxiety. You went through a hard season with anxiety after grief. And I mean, we've been through things before, so I'm not saying life's not hard. And I know other people have been through things that are a lot harder than what we've dealt with diseases or with divorces or with different things. I mean, there's so much that we haven't experienced. The world is broken, like we just said. Yeah. And I'm not saying that the world isn't broken and that we shouldn't react to that because obviously feel sad and like feel things when you need
to. Cause I mean, God created those emotions for a reason.
But in our life, we should be constantly celebrating. If you've given your life to Jesus, that you were alive. I mean, we would not be here today. That's one of the things every time we lead worship, every time I lead worship, I just think like, I really would not be up here if it weren't for God. I wouldn't be alive and breathing right now. So yes, in music, because if you haven't been in a setting where people are just freely worshiping before, then yes, you should come to a spot where you're just giving your all and living grateful in when you're singing to God. But not just in that, in just a state of worship in your life, whether it's hanging out with somebody or going to your job or going to school or working outside, whatever you're doing, do it wholeheartedly with joy. And this is something that stuck out to me in a couple of different devotions. I know Bob Goff did a devotion I read the other day, and we talked about it at one of my camps. I don't remember which one, but we talked about how when you work, like you should do it without grumbling or arguing. And it just goes back to the celebration. Like, why would I live in a state of constantly complaining about my life when there is so much good that I can see?
It's like Colossians 3:23. I mean, it talks about how everything you do, like do it for the work of the Lord, like do it wholeheartedly. Do everything with your best efforts, because I mean, God gave you the day.
Yeah.
You could have not woken up today. Like that's a heavy thought, but I mean,
God has blessed you with this day, so why would you complain? And yeah. I'm not even going to lie, guys. I struggle with that too. Sometimes I get complaining a lot whenever yeah. I don't feel good one day, or I'm just not feeling it, or whatever it may be. But like, you have to just change your mindset, and it takes time, and you have to practice mm-hmm. that a lot, and you have to power through, because there are hard times.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying to be,
don't like, fake it.
Be like, oh, my dog just, or like my family member just died. Woohoo!
Yeah. Like don't do
no,
that.
No, don't do that. Like, it's a response to whatever's happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously emotions to respond, but there can also be moments where when there is something good happening to mm-hmm. you, like, or after you've had those hard emotions, mm-hmm. then experience that joy and still move on, because yeah. that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. I think my challenge for people today would just be fix your perspective a little mm-hmm. bit and stop going through the motions, because that's something that I have struggled with before too, is just like, yep, you get up, you go to church, and we're going to sing, and we're going to praise God, and then we're going to go back to this, and then we're going to do this. But quit going through the motions, because the God who made the universe created you, and if you have accepted him, he has saved you, and you are going to be with him forever. You have hope, but also you have him today. You have him. Mm-hmm. So like our sweatshirts that some people got, thank you to everyone who bought some.
Yes.
Like our sweatshirts, light does not lose. If you have the light inside of you, there is absolutely nothing that can truly tear you down. Yeah, maybe you'll get a couple scrapes here and there, and maybe you'll have a couple bad days. But overall, just have celebration.
Exactly. So thank you guys for coming along with us this episode. We just kind of talked about our experience from the concert
yeah.
and some personal experiences that after looking back at the concert, we kind of evaluated some yeah. things.
We were able to see things now that yes. we didn't even see in the moment, because the moment was just like,
it's just like, it's so crazy. And
yeah, we're eating yeah. our Auntie Anne's pretzels that were severely overpriced at
Welcome
the stadium.
To concert life.
Yeah, but it was so much fun. We had an incredible start to our summer.
Yes.
And if anyone does, if he does go on tour again, please, you guys should try to get tickets.
We
if
might not, go again.
Yes, we might go again. We'll see.
Who knows? If he comes out with a new album.
Yeah. If not, definitely start listening to his yes. music. And we hope we've encouraged you guys today to yeah. live a little bit more joyfully today.
Because yeah. why not?
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys back next week with another great episode.